96.3 WDVD. It's 8:08. It's time for Therapy Thursday with Dr. Stephen Craig. He's a psychologist from Birmingham, and he's smart, and he knows stuff. And we got this email from Holly. Let's see what Dr. Steve thinks. Let's see what you think. We'll tell you what we think. She writes, "Dear Blaine, my husband is beloved by everyone. He's very mild-mannered, easygoing. He helps out with our two young children in any way I ask. But I'm always mad at him. Sure, he does a lot, but I have to ask him to do all that stuff. And I'm always leaving him extensive to-do lists about the most basic stuff. To be fair, he will do it all. He will get it all done without complaint. But he does it on his own time frame. He thinks I'm unappreciative and impossible to please, and asks how many other husbands do as much as he does. And this is true. He does more than most, so I need to know, am I difficult or high maintenance, or is it him?" And that's from Holly. 313-298-9630. My response to this was, gee, Holly sounds like a lot of laughs.
And you read it with attitude.
And I didn't read it with attitude, but I mean...
Yeah, I did. I read it with a little bit of attitude.
I don't know. I've read this a couple times now, and I feel like she kind of answers her own question, because I just feel like they might be different types of people. It's not that he's not cooperating. He just mm-hmm. has his own little time frame, and maybe she's the one that's not happy with his time frame.
I think she's talking down to him. I think she acts like she's his boss. She is not. They are equals, and I think she's actually kind of being, I'll go out and I'll just say it, she's being disrespectful. He's their parent too. He's the dad. He's a parent. He has a right to his own opinions and how to do things his way. It doesn't always have to be her way.
It almost sounds like she's being very nitpicky, like maybe there's something deeper going on, or maybe there's something wrong with her. She's nitpicking at this kind of stuff.
So?
Some you got to be careful here, Lauren. Sometimes Blaine throws his own issues into his responses.
That's not my issue.
Yeah, it's all over
no,
that.
No, it's not.
It is all over that.
Your issue.
Cancel the rest of the day. We got to talk to you.
You wrote this email.
313-298-9630. Dr. Steve's going to tell us what the real issue is here. I'm guessing I'm wrong, per usual. Dr. Steve, what do you say?
A stand-up person takes responsibility for not only the doing the thing, but also the whole emotional responsibility of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this says to me. Now, there's not enough detail here, so maybe she's a little nitpicky. We're not sure.
Okay.
But what also is written in here is that whole theme of, if I ask you to do it, you need to own it. It's kind of like when I say to my kids, will you feed the dog? Mm-hmm. And they say, sure. But I still have to remind them, did the dog get fed today?
Right.
And then the next day, did the dog get fed today? And they leap up and feed the dog. But I'm still owning it, because I'm the one watching the dog wander around all starving. It's when you take, if you're going to do a job, then you need to entirely own it. Because if I still have it on my plate to remind you all the time, then it doesn't count.
You're yes. Not following. Okay. No. I get it. In other words, she shouldn't have to tell him to do this stuff. He should be able to figure that out himself, because he is the husband. He's a parent.
We're equal partners in this, and
right.
You own, 50% of the things, and I own 50% of the things, whatever the number is.
Right.
Right. But the ones you own, you have to own.
Right.
You fully own.
And do it well.
Think of it this way. I don't tell my wife, hey, did you get the kids' school clothes for school? And
right.
Did you get their notebooks? And did you register from that? And did you get their doctor's appointments? Because you know what? She takes that stuff and she owns responsibility for it. And it's totally off my plate.
Right. That's true.
If I have to say, she has those, she has whatever those are, and I have to say, and by the way, did you go school shopping and did you do whatever? It would still be on me. But
right.
She has entirely taken it and it's gone from me. Part of what this email says is, hey, she gives him things to do, but mm-hmm. then she has to re-give him all those things again and re-give him
so
all
those.
So it's
like Groundhog's Day.
All over again.
Every single day.
Right.
Okay.
Do I have to remind you to take the garbage out?
And why should I have to?
Right. Because if you're going to take the garbage out, take it.
Okay, I got it.
Right.
That's, yeah.
And so think
Wow.
Think
yeah, that's
about,
embarrassing, actually, when you think about it. When you think about it, that's terrible.
So maybe they need like one of those old-fashioned chore charts. You do this, I do that.
But you shouldn't have to do that, Lauren. I mean, that he should be able to figure that
you
out.
Need to, but at some point, you should figure out what your strengths are. Maybe his strengths aren't dealing with the kids and doing that kind of
true.
Stuff.
Yeah, that, I'm agreeing with that. But whatever your strengths are and his strengths are, whatever, okay, we can divide it up. But then we also have to make sure as we divide it up, you have this chore and you have all the emotional responsibility for the chore too.
Right.
Because if you have it, but I have to remind you of it, it's still mine.
Right, right.
So we can divide it. So everyone should have a conversation about, this doesn't really work, but if you did the chore chart, here's one column, who does all these? Okay. Now, who owns responsibility for reminding us, and who has the emotional responsibility for it? Mom.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Then it didn't really get transferred on. So you have to have both of those conversations when you're dividing up responsibilities.
You know what? A lot of people want to talk about this. Can you stick around for just a little bit? Okay, we're going to grab some calls here in just a sec. We'll take a quick break, and we'll get more Therapy Thursday with Dr. Steve. Nicole?
I think that she's his partner and that she shouldn't have to leave him a list. He should see that these things need to be done anyways. I'm so sick of these husbands that think, oh, I do it whenever you ask me to do. Well, why should I have to ask you? Are we not partners? You're not one of my children. You should see that these things need to be done and do them.
I think Blaine is possibly one of the husbands you just described.
Oh, snap. Oh,
I don't know.
Snap.
That's how you reacted. I don't live in your house, but I think she's right on that. Where's the line between, you know, what you have to tell him and what's his own responsibility to take charge of?
Right. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what do you think about this?
Well, I think I went through a similar situation with my sister-in-law. She did the same thing, and I was telling the other person that she ended up, eventually her husband ended up divorcing her because he just couldn't handle the constant pressure of doing everything only one way and not anybody else's way.
It's hard in this email because you bring up a good point that if what she's doing is there's only one way and you got to do it my way, then that's not allowing him the freedom to be himself.
Right.
But we can't tell if it's that she's like that or if he's not taking emotional responsibility for all of the chores he's supposed to do.
Right. Colleen handles the bills. I never open our mail.
Right.
She handles it. I'm not going to worry about it.
How would you feel if every day you had to ask, hey, did you pay the Comcast bill?
That's ridiculous. Hey,
you would be crazy.
But at some point, you guys figured out that's the way it was.
Exactly.
I just think this couple needs to figure out what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Right. I agree.
But then if you have to remind her to do it, but then you have to tell her, and did you write the check with this way, and did you use the yellow check instead of the green check, and did you sign it, and did you send it this way and stamp it this way, then that's way too much.
Right.
And
exactly.
She might be that way. But we got to make the other point that maybe he's not owning it, which is why she can't let it go.
Own your stuff, people. Therapy Thursday, Dr. Steve. Check him out online, drstephencraig.com. It's 96.3 WDVD.